All right, here we go, here we go. Two people ran through for the hills. Nancy, Esther, James, come on, baby, let's go. Grab a seat, gang.
Okay. Communion fudge for Carol. This January Saturday night, we gather, as we do each year, in the home of Dave, kindly man for 35 years, your life partner. Our folk dancers' Russian Orthodox New Year's party is still on, though you, our leader, stepped out of life 3 weeks ago. No one here is Russian or Orthodox. The date chosen to avoid the holiday crunch. We reminisce. 5 years past, you danced on your 80th birthday. Since that time, you'd set out refreshments at our weekly dances in a rented space, then sit, watch us weave and turn. Tonight, copies of a photo, your long gray-streaked hair, your gentle smile, wait atop the piano for us to admire, take home. You're pictured in an easy chair, a Himalayan cat in your embrace. On a corner of the table before you, a stuffed plush orange tabby. One Halloween, you and Dave dressed up in cats, the soft toys fastened to pants and shirts. Said you were coming as yourselves. Tonight, our dance floor's a space cleared by pushing furniture aside. We clasp hands, circle, sway. When music pauses, Dave holds up a plate, announces, the last thing Carol did was make fudge. The chocolate slab now cut into squares, he bids us partake in remembrance. Our circle rejoins. Your daughter says, communion fudge. We take, eat silently, savor dark crumbs. The orange toy cat, perched on the mantel, appears about to leap and fly. Thank you.
Come on up here, Lucille. This is my girl. You're up. Yeah, everybody else scratch. You're it. Come on. I'll let you do whatever you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Two of us, huh? The longest window. Today my house would be without water. 20 minutes after the movie started, I came, sat fifth row from the front, low in my seat. The screen loomed large, 100-foot journey about romance in a restaurant. It was fine until the kiss in the woods. I felt uncomfortable spying on the lovers. Then I remembered they couldn't see me. After the movie, it began to rain. I felt one drop on my arm and the second on my head through the lace of my purple baseball cap. Forked lightning, a thunderhead on the river, moving fast. Finally, the bus came. It's okay, the driver said. You're safe now. Only two other passengers, the driver and me. Mine, the left rear window seat, the longest window. Drops covered the glass, blurring the landscape. I settled in for my 34-minute ride, the mysterious gray sky, the dull green tree-covered hillside.
I'm going to close it down. The reason being I'm closing it down is because I like to practice, because I have to read with these people that are just like, you know, the gods of poetry. Ed O'Chester, I'm going to be reading with him. Michael Worster, Judy Vollmer, and Terrence Ace. So I have to practice. And I rigged it. It was all. Life is rigged, I think. I suspect, anyway. Anyway, I just practice here. And plus, my friend Jan Beatty's, oh, there she is over there. You know, I write titles better than I do poems. It's like naming a kid or something, you know, or a dog. I was going to read you Christmas ornaments. I'm not going to do that. I was going to read you cunty things, but I don't want to read you that either. That's a really cool poem. Just the name cunty things, you know. I'm not going to read you the whole thing of this one either. What are you doing there? You taking? Oh man! All right, yo! All right, go for it. Sometimes it's more fun to rob a hunchback with a big wooden shoe than it is to go to church and hear a long-winded sermon about not stealing. That's the title of the poem. Some things you do just because you do them, and there's no rhyme and no good reason except you do them. And maybe the only answer that you can give is that you were cohorting with the devil and he made you do what you do. Guessing that the cohorting started when I was a little boy, when I'd do stuff like pretending I went to church and swear that I didn't do the stuff that I was accused of, and instead would take a trolley downtown with my friend Howie because he didn't like going to church either, and sin does love company. And would go see if we could, what we could steal, anything that wasn't nailed down, anything important, things like Archie comic books or any Superman or Batman. Of course, candy was a given, and always pretzels from the pretzel man, because even if he caught you stealing, he couldn't catch you because he had a hump on his back and had a big wooden shoe, and you could outrun, and you could run backwards and get away from him, and it was awful. Funny to see a man with a hump on his back wearing a big wooden shoe chase you. But you had to be careful, because one time while we was taunting and grab-assing a guy who had nothing to do with nothing, tripped my friend Howie, causing me to trip, and I fell over Howie, and Humps caught up with us, and he took his big wooden shoe to our skinny. And I got to tell you, nobody will help you or feel sorry for you when a hunchback with a big wooden shoe is kicking you. Oh, well, the memories. Anything you still do things anyway, because you just do them because. Anyway, as I was remembering. And I'm going to end that poem right here, and I'll read you the rest of it next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.